Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly Black, from APM. I'm Tesfa Wondemagnew. Sopranos are a dime a dozen. Now, I don't believe that, but that is what some singers are told when instructed to diversify their career. But in the case of Rozefany Powell, the result of that has been a wealth of wonderful new compositions and a distinguished career as a teacher, singer, and conductor. Rozefany Powell was born in Alabama. Her name is a combination of Stephanie and Rosa, names that her parents, who were both teachers, loved. Rozefany's love of music began in high school, where she sang in choir, performed in musical theater, and as a part of a female gospel quartet. She was also an athlete and won a scholarship to play basketball at Alabama State University. Now, when she got there, she had to choose between basketball or music. Guess what, y'all? Music won. Rozefany graduated with high honors and a degree in music education and went on to achieve master's and doctorate degrees in music performance. She researched and gave lecture recitals focused on the works of William Grant Steele and African-American spirituals, a powerful influence on her later work. She was in demand as a lyric soprano, but that advice about diversifying her career gave her an opportunity to explore her love of teaching and then writing music. She taught at an HBCU in Arkansas and a school in Georgia before becoming professor of voice at Auburn University in Alabama. Her work as a singer and her understanding of the voice have been a perfect foundation for her composition. Powell has said, "I try to compose lines that are singable and interesting rather than just artistic. But that's because I know what I want to sing." Tell me, who do you call the wonderful counselor? She's largely self-taught as a composer, and that's part of the power of her music. Her starting point is always the words that she's setting. And those words are often the texts of African-American spirituals. Powell had a strong upbringing in the Black church, and that is the basis of her musical vocabulary. Her arrangements and new settings of spirituals are steeped in the history of enslavement. She says, "I arrange spirituals because I love these songs. I am connected to them. I am a product of them. And I am here because of the people who composed and sang the songs." She sets both sacred and secular texts and acknowledges that African American music can be sorrowful, joyful, or a combination of the two. She's influenced by blues, jazz, and gospel music, and also points to the music of the classical masters like Bach, Handel, and Rossini as sources of inspiration. All of this makes Rozefany Powell a very in-demand choral conductor, clinician, and adjudicator across the world. In Rozefany's compositions, her desire is to write music that touches the heart and sings well in the voice. And you know what? Her music is really enjoyable to sing. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Elizabeth Iverson, and assistants from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa. Yes, Gloria.